Exercise routines are important. Scheduling is often half the battle. Exercise has many well-known benefits like improving mood, decreasing stress, keeping the heart and lungs strong, and our bodies fit and agile. It also detoxifies and cleanses our fluid and organ systems, much like a regular oil change. Long-term, these combined effects improve our energy and stamina, allowing us to do more of the things we love to do without feeling fatigued. I like to think of exercise as a time and effort investment we can later draw from, much like a savings account for energy. At the same time, exercise is a kind of stressor to the body, causing an immune response in the same way that exposure to a virus would kick in to take care of a foreign invader. The post-workout soreness you feel is a natural inflammation response, reminding us that our innate healing mechanism is still doing its necessary repair work. The more intense the exercise session, the more time and energy it takes for tissue repair and system recovery. Over time, however, this repeated engagement allows our system to become better and more efficient, having done the same job over and over again. This means the same workload gets easier to recover from, and we start to avoid soreness altogether, until, of course, we intensify our workout. It can be quite exhilarating to explore our body's potential, and even addictive at times. But all this challenging of the body can have a downside. Overtraining is something that can sneak up on you. But there are obvious signs to look for. Heaviness in the arms and legs, breathing that feels more effortful, and stiffness in your back, hips, and shoulders that only loosens up while you're exercising, then slowly returns. Or soreness that doesn't subside even after 2 days post-workout. These are all signs that your body is not recovering properly. While it may seem counterintuitive, there are times when rest is the best way to return your body to a proper state of physical fitness. Overly tight muscles are weak muscles, and inflammation, while a natural part of recovery process, can become your enemy if you don't allow for enough recovery time. There are other factors that can also complicate recovery processes, like quality of diet or sleep, work and life stressors, and environmental factors like allergens, toxins, heat, cold, and humidity. If you're feeling fatigued physically, mentally, or emotionally, especially for any period of time, I recommend taking the day off, or in some cases, a whole week. Exercising a depleted system repeatedly can do more harm than good, sometimes causing damage to your heart, lungs, kidneys, and adrenals. The downtime will refill your energy stores and make your next workout more productive. Other things you can do to support recovery processes are massage, acupuncture, gentle yoga, saunas, cold and hot baths, and extra sleep. You might also try daily 20-minute naps, especially if you're training for an event or preparing for a big energy output of any sort. This happens to be a regular part of my wellness program. If you have any questions on this topic, feel free to reach out to me on the contact page of our website, highway2.health. And don't forget to sign up for our monthly newsletter for more wellness tips and reminders. This has been your 2-Minute Tune-Up. Thanks for listening. Be well, my friends.